Hey, happy birthday! No, I'm not talking about your birthday. I'm talking about the fact that Renter's Warehouse just turned 10 years old. And to celebrate, they're tripling down to give you the gift of up to 30% off all their property management services for the summer. That's right, a 30% discount on Renter's Warehouse property management, taking off their already low flat monthly fee. You know, it seems like just yesterday that Renter's Warehouse was a fresh-faced regional property management company. And now look at them. 10 years of expertly placing and warrantying tenants. 10 years of professional, timely rent collection and maintenance coordination. 10 years of driving financial freedom by helping people run their home like a business and buy more rental properties. Now, they're America's number one rent estate company. So happy 10th birthday, Renter's Warehouse. Go to renterswarehouse.com today to get the details on your gift of up to 30% off property management for the entire summer. That's renterswarehouse.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Attention! Lodging Group is giving out 5 days in a luxurious resort in Orlando for four people with tickets to a park for only $3.99 to the first 20 listeners to tell them a country that has three times the letter A on its name. Do you know it? Tell them a country that has three times the letter A on its name, and you will go to Orlando with tickets to a park for four people for only $3.99. Call now. 1-800-411-2973. 1-800-411-2973. If you are one of the first callers, Lodging Group will add a second bonus destination to an all-inclusive resort in Cancun, Mexico for the same $3.99. Call now and tell them a country that has three times the letter A on its name. 1-800-411-2973. 1-800-411-2973. You will get 5 days in Orlando with four tickets to Aquatica and 5 days in Mexico with all the meals and drinks included. Only for the first 20 callers. 1-800-411-2973. 1-800-411-2973. Lodging Group, LLC. Certain restrictions apply.
Not on Skin.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
101 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. New Wolves head coach Rocky Thompson was named for Rocky Marciano. He became a Golden Gloves champ before landing on the AHL's all-time top 10 list for penalty minutes. See Rocky fight to be the best in the AHL. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I'm looking at it as last year. I mean, we hadn't won one in a long time, and I felt those expectations were way more, just considering that it's pretty much the same team and a lot of the same talent, and, you know, we were able to come through there, but this year it's just been tough for us, and you know, I think our fans have a reason to be frustrated just because they know what we're capable of. We know what we're capable of.
But Chris Bryant and the Cubs have not played anywhere close to their capabilities. A year ago, they were third in the majors in runs scored. This year, they are 20th, while last season, Cubs starting pitching led baseball in ERA. This year, they're 17th. Those numbers have resulted in the world champs having a 43-45 record at the All-Star break, 5.5 games behind first-place Milwaukee. The White Sox enter the All-Star break with the worst record in the American League at 38-49. The Home Run Derby is tonight. Defending champ Giancarlo Stanton is back again this year, this time in his home park in Miami. Last year, Stanton hit a record 61 home runs in the Derby. Tennis, Wimbledon, every remaining player in the draw in action today. Some highlights on the men's side. Andy Murray advances to the quarterfinals. So does Roger Federer. Meantime, Rafael Nadal in action, forcing a fifth set after losing the first two. In women's play, top seed Angelique Kerber has been eliminated. Americans Venus Williams and Coco Vandeweghe are both in the quarters. Vandeweghe gets there by upsetting number five seed Caroline Wozniacki. This scoreboard update is brought to you by State Farm. State Farm, here to help life go right. Attend the Javier Baez Baseball Pro Camp presented by Sonny D, July 20th at Evanston Township High School. Javier will be on site and joined by area coaches to provide small group instruction. Visit JaviBaezCamp.com today. Premier partners include Julasco. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is Friday at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Orioles on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
Thank you, Zach Zabin. Zach and Joe Ostrowski have the updates today. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, who do fine work. Ray Diaz does good work. Thank you, Ray Diaz. And Brian Gertz is in charge of the video stream at watch670thescore.com. Jeff Passan was our guest from Yahoo Sports and Sahadev Sharma from The Athletic. Tomorrow on the show, we'll do three technique at 10 o'clock, three stories that intrigue us with quick hits. And Greg Kot, the rock and roll critic for the Chicago Tribune, is going to come in here at 11 o'clock.
Here's a guy that we can maybe ask to if the idea that you have in your head about a draft.
No, don't throw.
We can give it away. We can ask him tomorrow.
In terms of being a part of it?
No. Well, maybe if he. Right? But, you know, Dan gets here at like 12:50.
Yeah. We're thinking about doing a certain kind of draft. You'd be a good guy for
that
draft.
You'd be a good pick. Us and Greg Kot.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be a good pick for it. Mm. Although I would imagine his skews way early.
Right there in a 3-year window.
When he's at Duke.
Yeah, like that. My guess is this has to do with hip hop.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe.
Conceivably.
Okay. All right.
We're discussing.
Okay.
But anyway, there's Dan Bernstein and there's Hub Arkish.
I didn't mean to
Jason
profile
Goff
against
today.
Hub. Like Hub.
But you were correct, because asking me a hip hop question is like asking Joe Madden a game management question.
See, wow. Early shade.
Is that based on the seventh game last year or throwing in the towel in the fourth inning yesterday?
I was out there yesterday. I've well documented on these airwaves. I'm a season ticket holder. You can't afford the whole season. I go once or twice every homestand. I'm sitting there, and it's the bottom of the fourth inning with one out and the bases are loaded and Floro comes. You cannot defend that to me. I also, and I've rethought it, I got pissed when they pulled Rizzo the next inning, but the reality is when you looked at the lineup out there, he wanted Caratini in the game. That was the only move he could make. That turned out to make sense. I love that Joe Madden is the Cubs manager. He's great. But every once in a while, he does something. And for a team that hasn't shown me, I keep hearing about how hard they work and how hard they're trying and all, you know, everything's fine. Everything's not fine. They're not playing anywhere close to where they should be. And to throw the white flag in the bottom of the fourth inning, I was really upset.
We're going to get into this a little bit about because my quibble with Joe Madden right now is not about his game management. I know he has times where as an in-game guy, he goes to the zoo on you, and he almost cost them a championship. But now is the time where you need the everything else. This is what you're paying Joe Madden for.
The atmosphere provider.
This is a culture setter.
That portion of the managerial responsibility is a challenge. Is a challenge, and I just, you gotta be ready to go to something else when your normal stuff does not work.
I'm not saying flip over the post game spread, and I'm not saying declare an American Legion week or bring in the mimes and jugglers, but you know, this is why you hire Joe Madden. Is for everything that's missing, and for all of the gestalt of winning. Oh. That is unexplainable, and did you some of this nebulous stuff, that's the Joe Madden territory.
All of our conversation doesn't have to be all or nothing. And that's where the callers and the texters want to take us. I love that Joe Madden's the Cubs manager, but he ain't perfect like the rest of us. And what's really starting to bother me, I love every one of these kids. I don't want to trade any of them. I hope they all go to the Hall of Fame, you know, which is all silliness. But at the end of the day, do you guys get any sense that any of these kids are bothered or concerned at all about where they're at? Because they have become extremely pedestrian. And I look at the pitching staff, and I don't have a lot of hope for that to get better in the second half.
I keep wondering how it affects guys that there isn't a set, I play this position, and I play this position every day.
Constancy.
They don't have that level of belief that they're going to play. To me, I don't know why, but Albert Almora Jr. should be playing every day.
But how and where?
This is the problem, because now you've got Ian Happ, who's come up and played well. They seem desperate to make sure that they get at bats for Schwarber, and there's only one place you can play him.
Right.
And then you've got to figure out what to do with Zobris, because you're paying him.
He's been horrible.
He has been absolutely horrible. Brutal. And that's a guy who you would sit and let Happ play second base for a while. But
Or Javi play second base for a while.
Or Javi plays shortstop, because it's not like Addison Russell. Addison Russell still looks like a guy with no idea at the plate. We are this far into the season.
In the playoffs, he had a plan?
It took a while, though. Remember, he slumped in the playoffs, but then he found it. He hasn't really adjusted.
But if you look back, and I meant to do this last night, I'm not sure that he's that far off today where he was 1 year ago. It was all about the second half with Addison Russell, and it's disappointing he hasn't been able to maintain that. But you know, Lance, getting back to your point, I was thinking about that and talking about it. I talked to one pretty good source the other day. Obviously, I'm in the football business, but we hang around press boxes enough. You get to know people in various sports, who told me that their take, and that this came from some in the organization, that the reason they're doing this with Almora is that they're trying to cover up what they believe to be some, if not deficiencies, things that he may not be ready to do yet, and that they're trying to develop him, mature him the way they're doing this.
Like hit righties?
I don't know exactly. He didn't give me specifics, but he said that this is intentional with Almora because they're afraid if they do put him out there 21 straight days that they may expose him a little bit.
Hmm.
I don't know. Just one source doesn't mean it's true or not.
But there have been other guys that they have put out there. I mean, you let Schwarber lead off 36 times.
Albert's bat, and nor has he like been that kind of otherworldly dude in center field. Sometimes he's got a bad jump on some balls,
which I think is a reason to play him more because you've seen
he's
the instincts. You've seen the instincts before with him. I can't imagine how difficult it is for him to kind of go through this stop-start, and he's clearly too good to be in the minors, but not good enough to be your everyday center fielder as far as they're concerned, right now.
To me, I think you're talking about just what ends up being the awkwardness of having a lot of young players who need to develop. That, in a lot of ways, a Matt Caesar would be a better fit to sit around and just play every once in a while.
Yeah, Tommy LaStell is fine because you're not worried about where he is in the pipeline.
Amor's
a .730 OPS player. He's been fine this year. He's been fine.
But you know what, Lawrence? The reality may be, based on where we're at right now, that Ian Happ should be in center field every day.
But he's not good in center field.
He's not awful. Good. I mean, he makes some pretty good plays, and he's not awful. He should be
in the lineup every day.
Well, but that's not. But then you get back to this issue of now you're moving a bunch of people around to keep him in the lineup every day.
See, that's the thing that we keep having to do, is we keep saying that guys need to be in the lineup, but we don't keep saying that a guy should be at a particular position. So you end up having to do this jumble every day. I got to put Schwarber in left against a right-handed pitcher. I have to make sure that Happ's in the lineup because he's been hitting a ton, and he seems to get it offensively at this level. And then you start looking around your infield. Well, you know Bryant's going to be at third and Rizzo's going to be at first, and I've got three or four guys that I can play every day at second and short, and I've got to figure out how to mix and match them. Now, that's what Dan's talking about. Along with being the guy that's going to set what the flavor is inside that clubhouse, Joe's got to do that. And maybe he has to do that better. And it's fair to ask him to do some of those things better.
All I was referring to at the top is, and again, I'm not in the locker room, I don't know. But I thought that the fourth inning yesterday was the time to send a message to a team that doesn't look desperate enough to me, that I don't care if we're down 9-10 runs, we got to keep playing. And instead he did the opposite.
You got a 4-day break coming up, let's grind.
Let's take days off. We can't play five more innings before we take a 4-day break. And that's what really bothered me about it.
I've got my idea for the leadoff thing. Like, to me, it's John Jay against righties and it's Wilson Contreras against lefties. That's how I'd roll if I were them. Because if you're not going to add, if you're going to go out and maybe find someone who
you can't add a hitter. I mean, it just doesn't.
It doesn't make sense.
There's no place to put that guy.
And you need two pitchers.
Yeah, well, these kids have to wear it this year. You know, and that's
Theo said it.
And that's not going to be the worst thing in the world, by the way, whether they win the division or not. But if they have to go the whole year, look what Schwarber apparently learned, right? Work more specifically on the hitting. Like, for whatever reason, like, things were a little bit different. He says that going back and just taking early BP all the time, hitting early. Now he's come back and he's hitting early. And just watching pitches, like he said, remember how much he did that last year because he couldn't even swing for a while? It's like, and whatever Addison Russ, in terms of, like, you don't just show up and be good. Stay at it.
How many plate appearances are we at for Addison Russell at this point? You know? Like, and how different, if you look at his numbers, like, is Addison Russell a 240 hitter that is going to have spasms of power like we saw last year where he hits 21? Well, you know, is he close to being the player that he's going to be offensively?
Yeah, with that glove, if he gives you 21 homers and 95 RBIs like he did last year and hits 240, you're fine with that.
Well, the reason he had
95 RBIs was because of his teammates on base percentage isn't there this year. He could hit those same home runs and hit every ball exactly the same way. You're not going to get that number.
I know his defensive run saved is fine. I think he's still towards the top. But if you're watching him play, you know that he's either got the yips or something's wrong with his arm because the throws have been a little erratic.
He threw one more bat into the stands yesterday, too. Got one more in before the break.
A texter, and this speaks to Dan's point, too. A texter earlier in the show when we were talking about the young guys and Madden and the anger club being in his bag. A texter asked very innocently, did these guys winning make them immediately outgrow Joe? That you've already got your World Series. I don't need to listen to this dude. Like, I don't need to listen to Groovy Joe anymore.
I have enough faith in Theo and Jed and Jason. If that was the case, I think they'd be dealing a couple of these kids right now to send a message. They may. Guys, that's the other thing. You got the break coming, you got the deadline coming. My guess is if they don't deal one or two of these kids or make a deal by the deadline, one or two of them's got to go back down. Because you can't, in August and September, keep playing roulette with the lineup every day if you're not getting results.
I think from their perspective, the only thing they're really worried about long-term is who's in the rotation. Like, why sell low on one of these guys who's having a bad first half, whether it's Schwarber that they're not going to do, but or Russell or somebody like that. When they have to figure out who's going to be in the rotation next year and years beyond, you're going to have three new spots available most likely next year.
They might eat a season when it comes to something like that.
And it might be the best thing to do. That's what I'm saying. Like, go ahead and let everybody wear it. Let everybody learn. Realize that you don't have that edge and you don't seem to find it coming anywhere. And don't give up on somebody to shorten your window when you're going to need every asset possible to try and add the pitchers you need.
We're going to talk about a lot of this and more, but before we get done here with Lawrence here, have you seen Spider-Man yet?
No.
I heard it's awesome.
I was going to go last night.
It's so good.
Is it fun?
I was so unexpectedly pleased by it. I thought it was going to be fine, and it was something to do on a hot day after a bunch of baseball games when I go sit in a cold theater, and the kid didn't want to go, I don't like Spider-Man. And
I heard Michael Keaton was great as Vulture.
He's terrific. And
he's great at everything.
There is a out of the blue plot twist that caught me so by surprise I laughed out loud.
Really?
Yeah. Like an oh my god game changer plot twist that has not been spoiled by any review, and I never saw it coming. This kid, Tom Holland, the British dancer gymnast that plays Peter Parker, is everything's very underplayed. It's also, it's self-aware, but not overly self-aware. And what I love about it is how lean it is. They've edited down. Every bit of dialogue matters. There's no scene that isn't relevant. There is no expository speechifying. They give you credit for knowing the Marvel Universe enough and I'm sure there's 20 in jokes that I missed that you're going to get, but there's so many references. There's other homages to other movies. The dialogue is crackling fast and funny, and you care about the characters. It's not some masterpiece of cinema, but for a summer Marvel Comics movie, it's ideal.
I really like, just from what I've seen in the previews, what you saw in Avengers with him, that he plays the role the way you expect a high schooler to be. Like with Tobey Maguire, it was correct. A very hard thing for me to kind of have that level of disbelief. You're like, oh, well, Tobey Maguire is a high schooler.
You buy all the kids, all of the high school kids, that whole milieu, and it's important because a lot of the movie is just the interactions of the high school kids about their relationships, and it's not all whiz-bang CGI crashed together stuff. There have been a couple of those scenes, but it's really about the relationships and making you care about the characters.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. We were thinking about going, but everywhere was like sold out. If you haven't seen it, and I don't mean to get too geeky, but Logan.
Oh, I've heard it's really good.
If you like Westerns, it's really that's what it's Shane.
Well, all Westerns are Shane, aren't they?
Yeah. But I mean, and this one is pretty blatant. I mean, Shane, they actually Ridden? Not Shane Reardon, not eating pizza puff, but they even have in one scene like Shane on a television.
Oh, boo.
But the the old gunslinger one more time thing.
One last roundup.
It played really well. And if you dig Westerns, Logan's a good movie. If you're in the Venn diagram of someone who likes Westerns and someone who likes superhero movies, it's a perfect movie.
For I know we're late, so can I give one quick rec? Because Candace and I are miserable. We can't find anything to watch on TV all summer long. So last night we pulled out, 2 years ago, Dustin Hoffman produced a 9-episode series on HBO called Luck.
Oh, the horse series.
Yeah, we did the first two last night. It's really good.
Yeah, this
time of year, really good. I got people need all the recommendations they can get.
Well, go see the movie The Big Sick. Kumail Nanjiani, his movie that is based here in Chicago, even though I think it was filmed in New York, about his relationship and fighting his family who wants to have him in an arranged marriage.
Anybody see Baby Driver yet?
I just saw it. He said it's great.
The best movie so far this year.
Tanny was all about it. All right. Good to know.
So we're out here helping people.
I'll give you one more. Okja, the sci-fi movie from Bong Joon-ho. Is that how you say his name? The guy who did Snowpiercer.
Really?
It's a brand new one. It's on Netflix. It went right to Netflix, theaters and Netflix.
Quality.
And so, also supposedly Get Out.
Get Out should win like every Academy Award possible.
Okay, as usual, I'm late to that party. But
I also another thing is I didn't really look up in Spider-Man beforehand. I wanted to be surprised. You know who plays Aunt May?
Yeah, Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, I had no idea.
She's been playing. Yeah, it messes, like, some people are like messed up by that
because she's it doesn't feel like she's old enough,
elderly spinstery woman.
But think about it.
The actual age.
The actual age of Marissa Tomei is perfect to play Peter Parker's aunt.
That's disappointing.
Yeah,
she's not though. She's not, and it's great because there is obvious, even in the Avengers movie, there's obvious sexual tension between Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man looking at Aunt May like,
There was a moment where, I said to my son, I said, you know who that is? And he said, no. I said, that's Mona Lisa Vito.
From My Cousin Vinny.
And his eyes got really big. He's like, wow. And there's a pause, and he goes, she still looks good.
You know what's weirder about
it? She does.
The last time we saw her, she was going full frontal in the wrestler.
Wrestler, yep.
That's right.
Yep.
So she's had an incredible career. Because I remember Marissa Tomei from A Different World.
Sure.
When she was on A Different World with Lisa Bonet. Well, I think it was before Cree. I think Cree was...
I thought she was the third roommate, right?
It was Lisa Bonet, Don Lewis, and Marissa Tomei. It was those three. And then, like, I want to say after season one, Lisa Bonet left and it became there. So I don't know if there was a crossover with Freddie and her. Mm. But Cree Summer, one of the great voice actresses.
Still?
Yes.
And Jasmine Guy is like a Broadway star,
Cree Summer does like every cartoon character that you've ever cared about.
Well, we've given people a big pile of stuff.
There you
go. It's that time of year.
Roll that back up on
it's
your
It's All-Star
your
Week,
app.
Folks.
That's why Greg Kot's going to be here tomorrow. We're going to have some fun. All right, Spiegel and Holmes back tomorrow. Bernsey and Hub are next on 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. It has been 108 years since the Chicago Cubs took on the challenge they faced at the start of this season, defending a World Series title. So far, not so good. The Cubs go into the All-Star break with a record of 43-45, trailing the Milwaukee Brewers in the National League Central by 5.5 games. How mediocre have the Cubs been? Well, if they happened to play in the NL West, they'd be in fourth place, trailing the Dodgers by 17 games. Fear not, though, Cubs Nation. Your team is not in the NL West, and the Brewers have played admirably, but probably over their heads, while most of the Cubs have underperformed. Even after Sunday's 14-3 embarrassment against the Pirates, it's a long road from here to October. Still, to paraphrase Yogi Berra, it can get late around here early. Words to live by. I'm John Feinstein.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Yeah, the velocity's been down. I think that, you know, the workload has maybe had a little bit to do with that. But the wear and tear, you know, I feel great. I think that I still have a lot more in the tank. It's not necessarily there right now, but I'm using what I have to the best of my ability.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Theo Epstein, Kyle's going to Iowa. Why now?
You know, obviously a lot of things have happened. This year has gotten away from him, and now it's just a power game. And we have zero doubt that he's going to go down. This will be good for him, and he'll rediscover who he is.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Attention! Lodging Group is giving out 5 days in a luxurious resort in Orlando for four people with tickets to a park for only $3.99 to the first 20 listeners to tell them a country that has three times the letter A on its name. Do you know it? Tell them a country that has three times the letter A on its name, and you will go to Orlando with tickets to a park for four people for only $3.99. Call now. 1-800-411-2973. 1-800-411-2973. If you are one of the first callers, Lodging Group will add a second bonus destination to an all-inclusive resort in Cancun, Mexico for the same $3.99. Call now and tell them a country that has three times the letter A on its name. 1-800-411-2973. 1-800-411-2973. You will get 5 days in Orlando with four tickets to Aquatica and 5 days in Mexico with all the meals and drinks included. Only for the first 20 callers. 1-800-411-2973. 1-800-411-2973. Lodging Group, LLC. Certain restrictions apply.
It's time.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Exclusive ticket pricing and premier seating is now available for the 2017 BMW Championship at Conway Farms this September. For a limited time, get closer to the action with your daily or weekly packages. From general admission to premier seats on the 18th green, you can get close to all the action as the top 70 players in the world compete in the final leg of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs. Visit BMWChampionship.com today for ticket and tournament information.
0600.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Osteo Relief Institute, specializing in non-surgical knee pain relief treatment.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
It is indeed the Bernstein and Goff Show on now until 6 after my busy, busy work week last week of a total of 8 minutes. I think that was some kind of record for a technically a non-full vacation week, but thanks to the Cubs playing long-ass games, and the fourth being when it was. That's all I got. So I've got a lot sort of built up here to talk about, and we have plenty of things to do here. Sean Windsor of the Detroit Free Press is going to join us at 2:40. He can tell us about the Tigers, what assets they might be unloading, and he also wrote one of the dumbest things I've ever read in my life, and we will talk to him about that. Len Casper at 3. Our buddy Brian Kenny from MLB Tonight is on at 4. We're going to do It's On at 5:30, where we'll try to figure out what it is we're watching and help you out with that. This time of year, it's pretty difficult to determine that, and we'll have some surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at bernsteinandgoff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. When you text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Hub_Arkush. And I am at Dan_Bernstein.
What do we have to do to get our names back without our underscores? I always wonder about that.
There's some other Dan Bernstein that gets a lot of hate texts that he has to keep reminding people, wrong guy.
Yeah, mine was, there was actually somebody posing as me when I came to Twitter. And they
squatting.
They're actually better at it than me, but I'd still like to have it back since it wasn't me.
You could probably buy it back. You probably find who it is and find some way.
I had paid for my own name. That's where I draw the line.
We also have Instagram that is at Bernstein. Where is that? At Bernstein Goff Show. And there's BernsteinandGoffShow.com. That's for podcasts and stuff like that. We have a video stream that's at Watch670thescore.com and on Facebook Live. It's brought to you by American Needle. Be sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com. And that is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Pedro, name a word that rhymes with yummy.
Miami.
Say hello to Miami. Come on. Boy, Pedro, let me tell you something. Your ass finna be on YouTube.
So he's in Miami, right? With yummy.
Pedro, name a word that rhymes with yummy.
Miami.
No, it kind of doesn't, but that's okay.
It does when he says it.
And I mentioned Facebook, too, Facebook Live. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook. If you like the 670 The Score page, there's comments. There's all sorts of stuff going on there as well. Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
LeVar, what does Magic Johnson say now?
Magic ain't got to say nothing. All he got to do is do it. He got zone. He finna pass the torch to Lonzo. Lonzo finna step over him and be the best guard ever. Yes.
Summer League.
Hey, Summer League, Winter League, we don't care.
Guys, that's LeVar. You know him.
Yes. Holla at it, Big Baller Brand. We in the building.
Boy, it's just so much to deal with. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Great. I'm John Feinstein.
This segment brought to you by AutoZone. Hurry in, save big, get a $20 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy select automotive batteries. Restrictions and details apply. Limit to get in the zone. AutoZone. Big red.
Scoreboard update.
1:31 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. New Wolves head coach Rocky Thompson was named for Rocky Marciano. He became a Golden Gloves champ before landing on the AHL's all-time top 10 list for penalty minutes. See Rocky fight to be the best in the AHL. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
We've been there. We've done it. You know, it's easy when you're on top. It's easy when you're ahead. It's easy to fake it. It's easy to sweep the stuff you don't like under the rug. When you're winning, it's hard when you're losing. So we got to regroup, come back, and like I said, in 4 days, and be ready to go.
John Lester trying to stay optimistic despite a subpar first half for the Cubs, who enter the All-Star break at 43-45 after winning the championship last season. Pitching a major problem in the first half, Cubs starters 17th in ERA. A year ago, no starting staff in baseball had a lower ERA. The White Sox have been upfront about their rebuilding process. They enter the All-Star break with the worst record in the American League, 38-49. Home Run Derby tonight, Aaron Judge leads baseball with 30 home runs at the break, but he's not the favorite tonight. Giancarlo Stanton is. Stanton hit a record 61 homers last year in the Derby to win it. Tennis at Wimbledon, Andy Murray and Roger Federer are among the big names moving on to the quarterfinals on the men's side. Rafa Nadal in action, a fifth set thriller as we speak after rallying despite losing the first two sets in that one. In women's play, top seed Angelique Kerber, a loser today, but Americans Venus Williams and Coco Vandeweghe both advancing to the quarters. Vandeweghe surprising the number five seed Caroline Wozniacki. Taco Bell's new double chalupa now comes in a $5 box with a Doritos Locos Taco, crunchy taco, and a medium soda. But it won't be around forever, so love it while it lasts. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is Friday at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Orioles on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Home Run Derby indeed is tonight, and this year, because of the Home Run Derby we've been experiencing since April, because of the tightly wound golf ball that everybody is whacking everywhere, not just sluggers, little guys, big guys, good players, bad players at the major
league level. The Scooter Jeanettes of the world.
Since the All-Star break of 2015, as ball meets bat, ball is flying farther. It just makes the Home Run Derby even more grotesque. It reminds me of what we agree upon is considered the steroid era, where then it was, the giant Popeye forearms and the misshapen heads and the giant jaws. And we kind of, they'd launch one and we'd look at each other like, that was interesting. We haven't seen a ball. But now it's just the ball doesn't stop. And even though we'll see Aaron Judge is 290 pounds and Giancarlo Stanton's a big, strong man, but it's increasingly weird when that's all the game is now. Do you need it? Do you want it? Does it have the same cachet?
You know what I really wonder about, and I'm just going to date myself because I'm the oldest guy around. Growing up, Home Run Derby, I mean, that was must-see TV. Because you were going to get Mickey Mantle versus Ernie Banks, and you were going to get, Willie Mays versus Roberto Clemente, and it was one-on-one in a cute little ballpark, and you couldn't miss it. It was just great. This thing, it holds no real appeal to me. I mean, none of the guys participating tonight are going to be superstar household names. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton was threatening to be a couple years ago. Maybe he still will be, but he hasn't taken over. I think Aaron Judge is a great story, but quite frankly, who cares? At this point, there's probably three or four guys in it tonight that I've never heard of. I don't get the fascination with it. I really don't.
Yeah, and I'll admit it. I used to spend a couple of minutes hate watching Berman because I hated it so much that I had to subject myself to it. Yeah. And all the crazy honking backs and the stupid stuff with the And then showing how he knew the directions of the suburbs. And
What I think is really wrong with it, and this doesn't explain why I like the old show, but a couple of years ago...
Because you were a kid.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you like the old show, because it was nostalgia lost youth.
But I think this is a point worth making. A couple of years ago, something through our season tickets, whatever, had a chance one night to take some of the kids down on the field at Wrigley when the Cubs were out of town. It was a corporate event, and take batting practice off the jugs machine. I didn't get it out, but I got two off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I can do that...
How long ago was this?
This was about... I'm guessing this was 5 or 6 years ago. If I can do that, what's the big deal about these Major League Baseball players with batting practice pitchers knocking 10, 15? It just doesn't seem like that big a deal to me. I would expect them to do it. The year that Sosa hit 60 or whatever it was, that was impressive. I guess somebody did that last year or 2 years ago. But other than one guy really going off, when I see some of these guys in the first round go out at 4 or 5, that's ridiculous.
I was at Wrigley for the Home Run Derby when Wrigley last had the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Jose Canseco and Ken Griffey Jr. And Canseco was just mashing the buildings. Mm-hmm. I mean, just creaming it off of windows and everything, and it was astonishing. But everyone was looking at Canseco and thinking, "Ooh, that's that's more than just a normal human body." Mm-hmm. And it's sort of, and that's what I mean by some of these sideways glances. Yeah. But now I always think of this, and it always seems weird to think about it. But when you hit, let's be conservative here. At least for me, with these old clubs that I use, my 9-iron goes, I don't know, an easy 9-iron is what, 120?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's 360 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's deep into the bleachers and left. Mm-hmm. Okay. A 6-iron goes, what, 160? 100, I mean, you're talking like 500 feet, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you just put a range ball on a tee there, and people think, oh, these majestic soaring home runs, a 5-wood would go 600 feet, free and easy. What are your hybrid, your in-between club. That's that 580 feet. And when you wind the ball the way MLB has wound the ball, that's essentially what we're watching. I know they're using a big piece of wood, but it's about the baseball this year.
And you know, honestly, Dan, as far as watching Major League Baseball games, I'm fine with it. I'm enjoying it. You know, I think the Judges and Cody Bellingers of the world, mm-hmm. That's all fine. Rizzo, it's almost like people think he's having an off year and he's on pace to hit the most home runs he's ever hit.
Right.
You know, and it's great in the context of the game. But to me, seeing these guys up there with their chosen batting practice pitcher hitting 60-mile-an-hour, grooves out of the park, they should be able to do that. I just don't find it all that compelling.
This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I think some of the stuff we brought up in transition about if you're not paying Joe Madden to help pull a young team out of this, what are you paying him for? Is worth discussion because he's a great front runner. It's all fun and games when you're running away with the division and you know you're not hiring him for a lot of his in-game machinations where sometimes he can be a little weird or a little behind, but this is a defining time for a manager who has a great reputation as a creator of culture and environment, mm-hmm. and workplace. We're going to get into that in a little bit. Find out what you think, too. 312-644-6767. The Bernstein and Goff Show with Hub Arkush in today on The Score.
Baseball fans and food lovers, enter the Jewel Osco Take Me Out to the Barbecue contest to win passes for an exclusive cooking demo in CBS Radio's Culinary Kitchen with Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg.
Sandberg!
By Lawrence Holmes. To enter, log on to cbschicago.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you single and trying to meet new people through online dating sites? Why, that's a fine idea. Maybe you'll find just the right person using a computer. Maybe you'll be checking your date site inbox one day, and a message will come in saying that you are the first profile she's ever responded to because, well, just reading it, she knew right away you were perfect. Maybe you'll agree to meet, and she'll be stunning, and laugh at all your jokes, and she'll say you're even better looking in person, and you'll fall in love. And it will turn out she's really a famous Hollywood actress, too. Or maybe you should call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't use computer algorithms. It uses matchmakers, real live people who are going to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, a smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com. Hello, hello. I think we're going to need some uplifting music for this because this is big. Nice. You see, there are other unlimited data plans out there, but none have lived up to the name till now. Unlimited gets the network it deserves, and so do you. Verizon. We're doing Unlimited the Verizon way, without compromising reliability, on the largest, most advanced 4G LTE network in America. And wait till I tell you about the unbelievably great price. It's just $45 per line for four lines, with HD video included. Not just unlimited, Verizon Unlimited. Plus taxes and fees. Paper-free billing required. After 22 gigabyte per line per month, we may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. Mobile hotspot/tethering reduced to 3G speeds after 10 gigabytes per month. See VZW.com for details. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Blackhawks president John McDonough joins us.
The goal is to win the Stanley Cup, but there's so many things that happen once you enter the playoffs between caroms and bounces and posts and ghosts and crazy things that happen.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We have to get back, play our game. We have to pitch, starting pitch well, take some innings off the bullpen in the second half. We have to hit more consistently well, especially with runners in scoring position. We do a great job of getting them out there. I mean, seeing pitches, working at bats, we're outstanding. The next level for us in the second half is to make sure that those runs score. Those runners score.
That'd be nice. You know, we look at what is called Pythagorean win-loss. It's calculated. And that's a number that is often used in large sample sizes over multiple seasons to tell you the quality of a manager. Because all Pythagorean win-loss means, it's a fancy way of calculating based on the runs you score and the runs you allow, what your record should be. And generally, if you outperform your run differential, there could be some reasons there. There could be some found help that a manager can provide for. And oppositely, if you underperform your runs scored, runs allowed, sometimes it means it Mike Matheny's your manager. But right now, the Cubs are 43-45. Their Pythagorean win-loss record is 44-44. So it is not a reasonable or significant difference of any kind. They are where they're supposed to be based on how they've performed. It's really that simple. Yeah. When Joe Maddon says we have to get back to this or get back to that, if you're talking about last year, that's last year. They're back to whatever they are right now. Nothing's lying to you here. And the All-Star break is just an arbitrary dividing point where we just have time to fill talking about it.
Yeah.
But we could have done this at any point in the last 10 days and said exactly the same things. They're not good enough at baseball.
Well, I think it's even deeper than that, Dan. They're not good enough at pitching. I mean,
situational hitting is the worst in the league.
The situational hitting is bad. But I continue, and maybe I'm kidding myself, but I have every confidence. I think the problem with the hitting is that throughout the first 88 games, you've had one, maybe two guys get reasonably hot at the same time. And then other guys. Last year, you had three, four, five guys hitting. That's going to happen before. There's too many good hitters on this team. It's going to happen before the season is over. They'll win some slugfest. They'll get better at that. And just by getting more guys hot, I think the situational hitting will be better. But I don't know why anybody would have any confidence that any pitcher in this rotation right now, other than maybe Kyle Hendricks, if he comes back healthy, is going to give you, 10 good starts in a row. I just don't see it. And I'm not, listen, I Lester, it's funny because I was thinking about it. He actually is the one guy that I can feel is pissed, that he wants to make it better.
Yeah, I just don't know what being unhappy, if that makes you better at baseball.
No, I don't think it makes you better, but I think you should be unhappy with where you're at right now. And he's the guy that I can clearly see is. Mm-hmm. Some of these other guys, I'm not necessarily getting that feeling from them. And so I don't know. You know, I hear about them being sellers, and that's ridiculous. I mean, who are they going to sell? You know, you got nothing but young talent. You're not going to sell it.
Well, you brought this also merits some discussion, too. You brought up maybe one of the young prospects going that would happen to send a message. I don't think that Theo's in the message sending business. I also don't think he's in the trading an asset when it's of less value business.
Yeah, I don't recall what I said. Because I agree with you. I don't think he's going to do it to send a message.
Yeah,
we were talking off the air about some that they're thinking maybe changing some things because they listen. Theo knows. You don't doubt from it. He knows at some point to get where they want to be because of how they've developed this team to get enough pitching to contend every year. Some of these assets are going to go. And it's a question of making the right deal. But no, I wouldn't do it to send a message.
It might happen to send a message to some.
Yeah, saying, if that's a byproduct, that's fine.
Nobody's untouchable here. But I am told that the Verlander discussions are legit.
Mm-hmm. They're the same thing.
And the reason is because they don't believe that when all is said and done, obviously all prices are high right now. You're going to hear all kinds of stories of people asking for the moon because that's where we are in the market. But when it comes to nut cutting time and deals are actually starting to get done, the Verlander situation is one where the Cubs could handle paying a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the trade-off. Say, look, we can cut a check, but we'd rather not give up assets. And it might just be that the Cubs are lucky enough to have made enough money to be cash rich enough that they could do it and not worry about it and not have to give up what another team might have to give up.
My problem with the Verlander thing is simple. Right now,
how good is he?
He's half a run a game worse than Lester and Arrieta. And so what do you give up? I mean, his ERA is touching 5. It was 4.96 the last time I looked. He hasn't been that good this year. And he's 34 years old.
But he's better in the National League when you get the pitcher twice through the lineup. Yeah. And he would probably be a 6-inning pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And you figure if you could have enough guys give just look at it as far as potential quality starts and not necessarily anything else, just what he would give you for the remainder of this year as far as quality starts.
You know, listen, obviously he's better I think it's obvious he would be better than Lackey, better than Anderson, better than Eddie Butler. So you're not talking about the middle to the bottom of the rotation. Ooh. But when you hear Justin Verlander, people, we're getting, you know, a Cy Young candidate. No, you're not. That guy doesn't exist anymore.
And his fielder independent pitching, which is more reflective of what he can control, is 4.28. So his ERA stuff is pretty real. In Hyde Park, this is Joanne on the Score. Hello, Joanne.
Hey guys, enjoying the show. I just had a couple of comments about what you were talking about, Joe Maddon. I'm a big Joe Maddon fan, have been for a very long time, and obviously you bring him in to work with the young guys and, you know, achieve the goal of winning, and I think as someone stated earlier in the show, you know, in the World Series at the very end there, he almost gave it away. I think the team was bigger than that. They were better than that. They wanted it more, and they overcame that. It's a great story. But, you know, Joe's never been in this position before. He's never won it all. And, you know, in professional sports in general, staying hungry once you've achieved the goal is a difficult thing. So I'd just like to hear your thoughts about that in terms of, you know, what he's dealing with and their headspace behind the scenes. One other thing about Addison Russell, I'm curious if any of his personal difficulties may be affecting him mentally as well. So I'll hang up now and hear what you guys have to say. Thanks.
Well, on the latter, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I would think they are. They have to be. He's a person.
And it's, you know, I don't want to guess what's going on in his private life, but it's reasonable to assume it didn't all happen one day, 2 weeks ago. It's probably been going on all season. I'm a believer, even though I got married fairly young, that 23 and 21 year olds shouldn't be getting married in the first place. You know, probably weren't ready, particularly in this case. And of course it's affecting them. But I don't think Addison Russell's the issue right now, because you can always plug Baez in there. You can do a lot of things. You just got to decide who are the keepers and who are the movers. I think to your first point, you're right. You know, it's the first time he's won. But Dan, I find it hard to believe that these guys, once they get to this level, would be out there doing everything, but at least in their conscious mind, short of everything they can do to win. I don't think that, you know, consciously that there's any after effect from finally winning the World Series that is keeping them from playing better right now.
As far as the having won and what that means to a team, there's so much voodoo in baseball. I don't know how that manifests itself. It's not football. It's not basketball. It's not hockey. You can't play baseball harder. You can prepare harder, though. There is something to that. There is something to the work before the game and in between games and making sure that you're not cutting corners when it comes to your preparation. And I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if anybody's slacked. I don't know if guys are like, well, we won the World Series. I can arrive a little bit later. And Madden doesn't even want guys at the park early anyway. That's part of his mantra. Don't get here too early. And I have not heard that there are guys who are slipping as far as work ethic. And with the extent to which Theo and Jed and Joe keep tabs on that, it would really surprise me. But there's no way of really knowing what the effect of having one does to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, the difficult part of this conversation is I firmly believe that Joe Madden is one of the four or five best managers in baseball today. He accomplished something last year that nobody else could do in 108 years, and he didn't suddenly get bad at his job. But, you know, nobody's perfect, and I think that's where this conversation is sitting. I think your point, Dan, is spot on. This is a pivotal moment for him in terms of his Cubs regime and legacy. It's not going to end soon. He's not going to get fired. He's not going to be on the bubble at the end of the year if they end up a 500 team or a couple games below 500. But he does have to now take he's reached the pinnacle. And now can he take the next step from there? I think that's the question we're asking.
When we come back, I have some statistical analytical attempts to answer some of these larger Cub questions. Just a few paragraphs of analysis from our guy Joe Sheehan in his recently posted newsletter. And he entitled it, with a nod to David Mamet, Statistical Perversity in Chicago. I'll explain what that means next on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Theo Epstein.
We're really talented and we're not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't found a way to play consistent winning baseball, and we have a lot of talent, so that's frustrating.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
Attention! Lodging Group is giving out 5 days in a luxurious resort in Orlando for four people with tickets to a park for only $3.99 to the first 20 listeners to tell them a country that has three times the letter A on its name. Do you know it? Tell them a country that has three times the letter A on its name, and you will go to Orlando with tickets to a park for four people for only $3.99. Call now. 1-800-411-2973. 1-800-411-2973. If you are one of the first callers, Lodging Group will add a second bonus destination to an all-inclusive resort in Cancun, Mexico for the same $3.99. Call now and tell them a country that has three times the letter A on its name. 1-800-411-2973. 1-800-411-2973. You will get 5 days in Orlando with four tickets to Aquatica and 5 days in Mexico with all the meals and drinks included. Only for the first 20 callers. 1-800-411-2973. 1-800-411-2973. Lodging Group, LLC. Certain restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We're not to worry about Kyle Schwarber. That's the whole idea. And anything that he does at Iowa doesn't mean it translates into Major League Baseball. Kyle Schwarber is supposed to be a professional hitter. If I hear that, oh, Schwarber's really struggling, I won't let it get to me at all.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We're not to worry about Kyle Schwarber. That's the whole idea. And anything that he does at Iowa doesn't mean it translates into Major League Baseball. Kyle Schwarber is supposed to be a professional hitter. If I hear that, oh, Schwarber's really struggling, I won't let it get to me at all.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.